There you are. I've been waiting. What's with the face? Is it so wrong of me to be waiting here for you? Last time I checked, the hallway is meant for everyone. Even if it is by a locker. Why was I waiting? Well, I wanted to see you, of course. Why? You sure ask a lot of questions, huh? I mean, why wouldn't I want to see my favorite little weirdo? Relax, love. I meant it as a compliment, really. What? Don't believe me? Alright, allow me to explain then. So, unlike everyone else in this place, when I first got here, you were the only one who didn't come up to me and treat me like some kind of wild animal. I mean, honestly, it's like you people never saw a transfer student before. Though in all fairness, that's pretty much the same reaction I've always gotten at a new school. Oh, believe me, this isn't my first time getting transferred. But that's a story for another day. Anyways, as annoying as everyone else was acting, you were the only sane one there. Hell, I don't think you even looked up from whatever book you were reading. So in turn, that makes you the weird one. There, see? Now you get it. When everyone else is crazy, it's just better to be the strange one, yeah? Hmm? You little brat. Alright, I'll admit, you do have a point. I guess that makes me even a bigger weirdo then, doesn't it? Well, all the more reason it seems we belong together, doesn't it? After all, we weirdos gotta stick together, right? No need to pout, love. I'm only teasing. Though honestly, I really wouldn't mind if we did stick together. What can I say? You've really piqued my interest. You just seem like the kind of person I can see myself falling for. And what kind of person is that? Good question. Guess I'll just have to wait and find out, won't I? Yeah, I can be pretty stubborn. Just another fun thing you'll hopefully come to love about me. Damn, sounds like it's time for class. Guess I'll have to catch you later then. I'll see you later, darling. Hope you'll be waiting. And how did I know that you'd be way over here, Sorry, didn't mean to scare you. But seriously, all you have to do is just look at the tables way in the back. Hey, I'm not judging. I'd rather eat far away from the loud crowd still. Actually, if you really want to get away from the crowd, I think I just know the spot. Well, if you're that curious, let's get going then. But first, you're not afraid of heights, are you? No reason. Just checking. Oh, I'll give you school for this. Points for not locking all the doors during the day. I always had to sneak around to do this. Nope. Sorry. No spoiling the surprise. Here we are. Now, I'll admit, this was the first place I went to after getting transferred here. But I think you'll agree it's worth it. Guess you like my surprise, given that look on your face. Yeah, I'm sure you were told to never come up here. But I promise, teachers don't really care about students coming up here. So long as we don't wreck anything. And hey, if any teachers do come up here, I'll gladly take the blame for it, alright? Well, coming up here was my idea, so it'd only be fair. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm starving. So how about we just start eating? School lunch? Damn, I haven't had a school lunch since elementary. Well, believe it or not, I actually make my own lunch. Yep, the scary transfer student knows how to cook. I'm just full of surprises, huh? But yeah, actually, I picked it up from my dad. Or more like, because of my dad. 'Cause one day, he sent me to bed without dinner, and I figured, screw it, I'll make my own food. Haha, yeah. I'm a daddy's girl. Laugh it up. But hey, I can't complain. I owe a lot to that man. Even though we've had to move quite a lot thanks to him. What? Suddenly interested in my life, are you? I don't know. I don't know if you've earned it yet. Alright, I'll tell you. But only because of those big, adorable eyes you're showing me. Well, since it's just me and my dad, he's always taking jobs whenever he can get them. And as long as the pay was good, he'd gladly move us from state to state on the drop of the hat. Believe me, all the tiny apartments over the years have made it very clear why moving so much is a bad idea. And plus, all this moving around, it doesn't exactly give a person enough time to settle down and make friends, you know? Hey, I'm not complaining. I know my dad's doing his best out there. Though, with him working all the time, and so much moving around, it can get lonely sometimes. Yes, I'm getting emotional. So me. What can I say? I guess it's just easy to talk to you. Well, it's hard to explain, really. But whenever I look at you, I can't help but want to get closer to you. Like I said, I can't really say. Maybe it's just your cute little face. Or maybe it could be that quirky little attitude you have going. Look at that. I finally got a smile out of you. Hard to believe, I'm even more attracted to you now. Oh, and by the way, you've got something on your face. Nope, not there. Here, let me get it. How sweet. Sorry, I just couldn't help myself. You look so adorable with the crumbs on your face. And I figured a kiss on the cheek would be as much as I could get away with for now. Yeah, I'll admit, I'm probably the real weirdo between us. Since it finally seems like I'll be sticking around for a while, I guess we can find out together. If you wouldn't mind, that is. I make it hard to say no, huh? I'll gladly take that as a yes. I'm looking forward to what's to come then. Oh, yeah. I guess we should continue eating. Can't risk you running late now, can we? Hey, I just got here. I'm more than fine running late every now and then. Me? A troublemaker? Maybe. You'll just have to find out.